is In My Downtown, a podcast by the Michigan Downtown Association, where we feature projects and programs that are benefiting Michigan's fabulous downtowns. This is Annette Knowles. In this episode, we listen in as MDA Executive Director Dana Walker and Charlevoix DDA Executive Director Lindsay Dodson discuss the latest happenings in downtown Charlevoix and preview venues for the upcoming MDA Summer Workshop. Let's listen in.
Well, good day, everyone. My name is Dana Walker. I am the director for the Michigan Downtown Association, and welcome to In My Downtown. I'm today joined by the executive director for the Charlevoix Downtown Development Authority and Main Street Program, Lindsay Dodson, and a longtime friend of the MDA. Welcome to the podcast, Lindsay. Thanks for joining me today.
Oh, thanks for inviting me, Dana.
So we will be seeing each other face-to-face finally in a couple of weeks. The Michigan Downtown Association is going to host our annual summer workshop up in Charlevoix on Friday, June 3rd. And you and I have been working on this event for a couple of years, literally. I'm just excited that we're finally going to be able to do it. It's going to be great, but we'll get into the workshop in a little bit. But what I wanted to ask you is, how are things coming along in Charlevoix? I'm sure your busy season is about to start. And what is new and exciting this year when people come to visit downtown Charlevoix?
A lot. Yeah, and we are starting to notice that town is getting busier by the day. There, you know, it's kind of strange how used to the quiet we get when it's wintertime, and then all of a sudden it seems like boom, everyone's back. And that's kind of the phase we're in right now. And yesterday was actually our first warm day by definition this spring. So things are starting to bloom and blossom finally, and it's just beautiful. So so we have, you know, a lot of exciting things have been going on in downtown Charlevoix. The pandemic, you know, as many downtowns may have experienced, kind of was beneficial for us because we started to see some growth in areas that no one could have predicted because of the, you know, remote work possibilities and new flexibilities that people had in the workplace. So we've seen a big influx of new community members and new property owners, and just a lot of exciting changes and investments that are kind of happening to really catapult Charlevoix into the future of being, you know, continuing to be a viable downtown. But, you know, our ultimate goal at the end of the day is to be a year-round economy, which is, you know, opposite of what we've been used to for the last 100 years with summer tourism being so strong. So lots of good things in the works, lots of new businesses opening up. We're nearly at capacity in our downtown. And that is actually a problem at this point because we keep getting inquiries and we don't really have space to put anybody. So, there's a lot going on and a lot to be excited about. So,
well, that's a good problem to have.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I'm not used to it. And so I'm like trying to get creative. I'm like, okay, right. Well, what about this? Or like, maybe we can just build a new building.
Yes.
Like, obviously, just trying to go the extra mile to figure out a solution, because it's usually possible. But so it's kind of a new area to navigate, the having a full downtown thing and you know, trying to manage growth in a way that doesn't, you know, change the fabric of the community is kind of where we're at this point. So, yeah.
Well, and I think that's interesting because so many, you know, one, that you have been a seasonal destination, and then now you're able to kind of see that, no, we can be a year round because of the results of the pandemic. People don't have to go to the office every day. They can work remotely, things like that. But that also brings a whole new set of challenges for a community and for a downtown. You mentioned one of them, space, for new businesses. You're seeing other challenges, you know, arise from all that as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, the two that we were talking about before, it was a national problem that continued to really kind of plague some growth, is the availability of housing just in general.
Right.
And that is completely and directly linked to the availability of workforce for not just seasonal jobs, but year-round community, you know, kind of staple jobs like police officers and, mm-hmm. you know, nurses. And I mean, it's affecting everything at this point. So it's really interesting to look at what happens when a place that was, that really is built to sustain its year-round population, which is like, you know, 2,500 people, and then the surrounding townships kind of add to that, to having a much higher demand for services just in general for, you know, the bulk of the year at this point with, you know, new influx of people. It puts a strain on all of those areas of just functioning. And, you know, hopefully it doesn't get to a point where it actually does affect the quality of life that we have here. But that is also something to kind of stay on top of and try to be mindful of. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And you mentioned a few new developments or new retail or restaurants in the downtown. You want to highlight a few of those?
Oh, sure. Most pertinent to our conversation, since the workshop will be experiencing these venues in some capacity. We just had last year, and actually it's still an ongoing project, actually, a new wine bar opened up, and it opened in a space that had been kind of one of those revolving doors that didn't really work for retail for so many reasons. And so the owners strategically purchased the storefront and knew that they were going to kind of change the use and completely redo the space to add a lot of vibrancy to the downtown. And the great thing is that it's right on the Pine River Channel. And so nice. You have an excellent view, quote unquote, V-U-E is how they spell it, of the channel. So you get, you know, you get a front row seat for all the boating activity, the bridge going up. And then, of course, you can see the lighthouse and you can watch sunsets. And it's really been a game changer for that block. Because here, even though we have a very downtown, a very small downtown, it's astonishing to notice the differences in activity block by block. You need some of those anchors to pull people throughout the downtown, throughout the district.
Right.
And that's kind of serving as that for that little spot. So it's really exciting. It's a beautiful space. We'll have our networking event there on Thursday night before the workshop. And right now, the major thing that they're working on is they built a deck off of the side of the building that will, you know, pretty much triple their capacity.
Wow.
and make them very busy. So it'll be in play when we have our event. So, you know, if the weather blesses us with a nice night, we'll be able to go outside and enjoy those beautiful views. So that was a big win for our downtown.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. I'm looking forward to going there. And again, it's the View, V-U-E, play on words. And we're looking forward to that networking event. And then another major development for your downtown happened across the street, I believe, at the Hotel Earl. And I know the MDA recently acknowledged the economic development that had created with one of our awards recently for downtowns. But you want to tell us a little bit about that project? It's an amazing, amazing project.
Yeah, and thank you so much for that recognition. The project most definitely deserves it. So what we had is, you know, this property in general had been a target for just some sort of redevelopment for years in Charlevoix, because it was a little like motor lodge essentially. And it was two stories and had been built in the 50s or 60s. I can't remember exactly when, but hadn't really been updated or changed since then. And so the rooms were outdated, and, you know, the people who did own it weren't really investing in its future. And we had a person who is from downstate, you know, he had had a home here. He was really interested in the legacy of Earl Young, who's the builder of the mushroom houses, which is mm-hmm. one of our big things here in Charlevoix. And he had had a hand in the design of that lodge. And so Paul Silva is his name. He used to live in one of Earl Young's homes. And so he kind of had that connection to him. And he saw the opportunity to kind of reinvent the space that was already there and to honor Mr. Earl by naming it after him. And so so what they did is they essentially, they essentially gutted the place and added a third story to add additional rooms, because we do have a shortage of hotel rooms here, especially during wedding season. Oh. And redid, you know, every inch of the place and then some, and made it, you know, very, it's very modern, and they offer, it's a boutique, a luxury boutique hotel now, and they offer really amazing amenities, including an indoor pool, a hot tub that's outside, a conference room, and a fitness facility, and then the bar and the lounge area are all just so nice. And the decor is all mid-century modern to kind of, you know, respect the original design that the building had. And the fireplace is still very much the focal point of the lobby, because that's original to the building. He kept it intact. So it's made of boulders in true Earl Young fashion. And it's just an incredible space. And they have another phase that will be, they'll be launching this summer. And they're opening up a rooftop deck, like bar area. And I got to go up there last week. And I cannot believe how amazing the view is from up there. Wow. It's officially probably the highest point in Charlevoix, and it's going to be open to the public, which is phenomenal that people will get to experience that, because you can see Round Lake and Lake Charlevoix and Lake Michigan from up there. So it's going to be really neat. And again, just adds a lot of positive, you know, just activity, more jobs, just changing the experience of staying in Charlevoix, right downtown in a very walkable city. It's been fun to watch that. It took years to really kind of get it done, because there's always setbacks in projects like that. It was definitely a passion project on behalf of Paul and his family. So.
Yeah, I've been in the lobby area, and it is the fireplace and the bar right there. It's beautiful, absolutely gorgeous. So, when you're in Charlevoix next, whether you stay there or not, it's worth the peek in just to see how beautiful it is. And that's amazing that you're gonna offer that you know, they'll offer that third floor. That's out, building up. See, you're running out of space, but you got the sky. So that's awesome. That's
exactly
wonderful. Yeah, very good. So, yeah, so like what I mentioned earlier, you and I have been, we originally were going to be, supposed to be in Charlevoix for our summer workshop in 2020. And then, of course, things changed, but we kept the faith, and now we're excited to be going there this year in just a few short weeks. So, and you will be presenting during our summer workshop. Tell us a little bit about the session that you're going to be speaking to during our summer workshop.
Yeah, I'll be talking about being a facilitator for a business course called the Destination Creation Course, which was created by John Schallert. He is out of Colorado, and he'll be joining me virtually so we can both tag team the content. But essentially what it is, you know, a course that helps businesses become a destination business. And what's a destination business? You know, think of a place that even if it's inconvenient where it's located, you make it a point to go there because you love it so much. So my example is always Zenders and Frankenmuth. I don't live anywhere close to there, but I go there for my birthday every year because they just do all the right things to make it a very exciting and memorable place to be. And it, the theory is that any business, even if it's a service business, can be a destination. And the course outlines how a business goes about doing that. A lot of it has to do with marketing. But the main premise is that each business has to do work to figure out what makes them is essentially unique. And it's really interesting because I've conducted the course now for 7 businesses in Charlevoix. And during the first lesson, my favorite part of our conversation was asking people, okay, so what's unique about your business? And usually their answers were, we have really good customer service. And I was like, okay, but wait, how many other businesses say that? Like, sure. That isn't actually unique. And so it really forces the participants to drill down into the things that set them apart from anybody and really focus in on that unique element so that people understand why they should absolutely go there versus a competitor. And yeah, it's really compelling information. The way Jonathan I don't know why I called him Jonathan. The way he's put the information together has really simplified the content so that it's digestible and actionable, regardless of someone's skill set. And that's what I loved so much about it. And that's why I pursued becoming a facilitator, because I really wanted to bring the content to our businesses in Charlevoix. Because we have an issue here where a lot of our folks depend on the foot traffic outside to do business. But that's not like that's a passive thing. They're not actively trying to get people in their door. They're depending on the marketing and the things that outside entities are doing to bring people to town. And so, you know, I always ask people, well, what if that foot traffic went away? How long would you be able to stay open? And usually they're like, that would be the nail in the coffin for us. And it's like, exactly. So why don't you make your business more resilient and, you know, do a little bit of your own marketing to really set yourself apart and not be so dependent on those outside sources of foot traffic. So it's going to be really nice to kind of go over that, you know, what the course offers, have a firsthand kind of testimonial per se from one of our businesses that went through it, and, you know, hopefully just get more people aware of the fact that this content is out there and easily accessible. Because I think the more businesses that know about these tactics, the better off we're all going to be, just as a state as a whole. So yeah, like for the Pure Michigan campaign, like that might not always be a thing. So
right,
how do we all just kind of pull our weight and really just make people feel compelled to come to your business regardless of convenience or pricing or any other factors? So yeah, it's fun.
Well, yeah, and I think it'll be great information not only for small businesses but for downtown managers and stakeholders that will be in the room to understand those concepts and to know exactly what that means, the destination, and how they then can maybe through the course or just through some of the tidbits that you offer, be able to help their businesses in their downtown. And because I think really that's going to be the trend now, especially as we come out of the last couple of years. It's easy to order online. We all know that. So how do we get people through the doors and become that destination? So I'm really looking forward to that session. That's going to be amazing.
Yeah. And I'm so glad John can join us virtually.
Yes.
Cause he's really a great speaker. So yeah, it'll be fun for everybody.
Awesome. So we'll be there on, June 2nd, as we mentioned, will be our networking open to Michigan Downtown Association members and attendees of our workshop. And then June 3rd, we'll be at the Charlevoix Public Library which is in downtown. We will be there for our summer workshop. Looking forward to it. Lindsay will be one of the speakers. We have other sessions, and you can get all the information, including registration information, on the Michigan Downtown Association website, michigandowntowns.com. So, Lindsay, what's the one thing you're looking forward to this summer, whether it's professionally or not? Why should maybe I'll ask this: why come to Charlevoix this summer?
Because, I mean, let's face it, our town is kind of perfect. And it I am not saying that to brag, but I mean, I'm not from here, so I don't, you know, no one's paying me to say that, but I have heard more than one time when I'm out and about in the downtown, I tend to kind of observe people and kind of see how their experience is going to, you know, identify issues that, you know, they may be experiencing. And I have more than once heard someone say, wow, this is just like a Hallmark movie.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just picturesque. You know, we've got a lot of great businesses that are all independently owned and operated. Really incredible food. You can't beat the views. The access to outdoor recreation. There's just so many great things happening, and it's all kind of in a very neatly packaged downtown, because it's not a very big area, so you really can experience everything without, you know, feeling like you missed out in a day's stroll. And it's wonderful. So yeah,
and it's a great example of really, really good downtown management. So kudos to you and your team. you have a beautiful view, but we all know if you're in the business, it takes more than just the view. You gotta be working together and doing projects and economic development and, you know, everything. So great job. And we look forward to seeing it in person in just a couple of weeks.
Yes, we're so excited to host. Thank you so much for choosing us and not giving up on hosting it here.
Did not give up. That's right. So, well, thank you, Lindsay. I appreciate it greatly. And we will see everyone hopefully in downtown Charlevoix on June 2nd and June 3rd. And if you can't make the workshop, by all means, stop by sometime this summer or in any time during the year, as we have learned, becoming more and more a year-round destination. Great place to be. So Lindsay from downtown Charlevoix, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Dana. See everyone soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, Lindsay. Have a great day.
You've been listening to In My Downtown, a podcast by the Michigan Downtown Association. Thanks for tuning in.